I'm Taryn Warden, and you're listening to Taryn's Take on Pacific Lutheran University's Lute Air Student Radio in Tacoma. Taryn's Take is an entertainment news recap show of everything in pop culture and celebrity, but we like to ignore everything that we've been taught in our classes and give our opinions on everything while we're going. We like to have fun here, so I hope you have some fun listening to us. Take this time to not be so serious. It's a very serious world that we live in right now, and sometimes you just need to laugh at the dumb things that celebrities tweet or indulge in some smutty drama, or at least I do. And that's totally okay. It's one of my greatest joys to laugh at celebrities tweeting. but I'm also deeply invested in things that are going on in our world. So I'm here to prove that you can be both. Before we get started, I want to let you all know that even more arts and culture stories, including all of the things happening here on campus, can be found at massmedia.plu.edu. You can also call us here at Laser with your questions, your opinions on stories, anything, really. The number to call for that is 253-535-7332. Once again, that's 253-535-7332. If you're a regular listener of Taryn's Take, you've heard two of my best friends so far co-host with me, both of which are huge Lady Gaga fans. Obviously, if they're friends with me, it's kind of, you have to like Gaga if you're going to be friends with me. But there's one more that I've been dying to get on the show. So when I was on here before and I told you guys about the time I met Gaga, this is the kid that got thrown across the windshield that I mentioned. So joining me today is my friend Jared Couch. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Happy early St. Patrick's Day.
Oh my God. Thank you. Thought it was last week.
Yeah. But funny story. He tweeted like this weekend and was like, I thought St. Patrick's Day was last week. Come to find out it was today. I was like, actually, it's Friday.
Oops.
So I forgot to ask Brooke this on the last Taryn's Take, and it's my favorite question to ask people. I know a lot of these because we're friends, so like obviously we talk about it. But most of the time we're talking about Gaga. So who are you a fan of in pop culture?
Well, there are so many. I tried to stay away from like reality TV, because I always thought it was pretty ridiculous. And now I still think it's pretty ridiculous, but it's so great. So
it's entertaining.
It's so entertaining. Like, oh my God. I'm catching up right now on all of the Beverly Hills Housewives episodes. So I'm super into them and what they're doing now, because it's all so different from what happened. And of course the Kardashians, because they're just so like everywhere. So it's hard.
It's hard to avoid.
See them everywhere. Yeah. So like, you know. As far as like music goes, it kind of is all over the place. Like, obviously I love Gaga, but then like, Charlie XCX, who just had a new mixtape come out, which I'm so excited about.
And we'll be playing it.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, like Tame Impala, Sky Ferreira, Grimes, who have all gotten pretty big at this point.
I mean, yeah.
I'd say at least for the indie, like pop community. I don't know. FKA Twigs is amazing too. Her and Robert Pattinson are so cute. Oh my God.
I haven't seen them in forever.
They still exist.
I know. They just like don't ever go out that much.
It's cute though. They're
not
cute
in the news.
Yeah.
Which is usually a good sign.
Yeah. It's probably means their relationship is like based on actual stuff.
Yeah.
And then like our like producers like Sophie and Arca, who are now just starting to like be in like more pop culture type, like Arca produced for Kanye and Sophie produced for Charlie XCX now, and I think he's doing some more stuff in like more mass media type music, so I'm excited. But yeah, those are that's always
just sampling
my list. Yeah.
Okay, and who are you not a fan of? I lied earlier. That's my favorite question to ask people is, who are you not a fan of?
Oh, okay. I'm excited about this. So I hate, and you know this, you know, I hate so much Katy Perry.
Yeah.
As
a little monster.
Yeah. It's hard to, like, when you're a Gaga fan, like, you just know all of the stuff that, like, she's doing. Like, and I obviously pay attention to the stuff she's doing. So because I pay attention to the stuff she's doing, it's so obvious that Katy is a huge copycat.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, flattery is, you know, a compliment. Like, I understand, you know, I understand that. But, like, she doesn't even try
credit.
Anymore. She doesn't try anymore. And she used to talk so much shit about Gaga that, like, it's almost disgraceful, like, that you're, okay, you talked shit, but now you're going to be, like, stealing her imagery and, like.
So, for those of you that didn't see, Katy Perry just put out, like, the single or album cover for her next era, and it's the exact same blue background, and she's wearing the exact same pink as Gaga's album, Joanne, like that dropped in October.
Yeah.
She also wore one of Gaga's outfits to perform at the Grammys. She wore one of Gaga's outfits to rehearsal at the Grammys. Her merchandise on her website is the exact same
t-shirt
with her name etched in cursive on the left.
There is no difference. I think the font is the same, too. I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
you. Like,
it's
everything.
Exactly the same.
So at what point, at what point does Capitol Records tell Katy Perry,
enough.
You have to find someone else to copy. Well, it sounds like they did, because if you've seen pictures of Katy Perry's new haircut.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, the photo looked, I thought it was Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, so she buzzed her head, basically, to when Miley buzzed hers. And had
like
it,
the exact
like, kind of shaggy
style
in the
with,
front. Yeah.
You know, like the blonde. And I mean, she needed to find someone new, but, like, at least find someone, like, kind of interesting to copy.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Oh, anyway. Oh, and Taylor Swift. Yeah, I'll keep it short on her, because we all know she's a snake. Kim.
We've talked about her on this show, so it's, like, enough said.
Okay, cool.
We're on
yeah.
the same level.
Okay, perf. Yeah, her too.
So, there's been some developments in the stories we talked about on our last broadcast since then. That I'm going to start by filling you all in on. So last time we were here, Brooke and I discussed Paris Jackson and her comments to Rolling Stone magazine. So obviously Paris is the daughter of Michael Jackson. In short, she said that she identifies as black, and some people obviously got really mad about that. We have no idea who her mom is, so
yeah.
I don't know. But this time, she's on some more magazine covers, including Harper's Bazaar, where she said that she was Michael Jackson's favorite. She said, quote, "When I was a kid, I was with my dad and my two brothers. Growing up, I was treated as the favorite because I was the only girl. I was the princess. I was perfect in my dad's eyes." I just thought it was kind of funny.
Oh, my God.
Probably true.
But, like, I just say that on, like, a magazine cover. Like, it's just, like, kind of like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah. She's now working to start her own career in acting with a guest spot coming up on Empire. So we'll see. How it turns out for her.
Okay.
The other story that's developing and is so freaking exciting for someone like me who's, like, addicted to pop culture. I love when they fight. The feud between Nicki Minaj and rapper Remy Ma. So last time we were here, Remy had released her diss track to Nicki Minaj called Sheether. So since we were on, Remy Ma did an interview on the Wendy Williams show. It was already scheduled before the track, but obviously they had to ask about it. So she said that she created the song because Nicki was trying to freeze her out of red carpets and, like, might have skipped one of her verses that she had recorded for a song or some, like, Hollywood BS like that.
Oh, yeah.
So she then released a second track called Another One that nobody really liked it.
Okay, well, Nicki just released a small EP, it's called Three Pack from Paris, and the main song, everyone is talking about it right now, it's called No Frauds, and it's Nicki's own diss track to Remy Ma and her response to Sheether.
I'm not sure she never says the word in the song, so I didn't know.
Well, No Frauds features Drake and Lil Wayne, and in her own response, Nicki starts by saying Remy tried to make a second song, and all it did was reveal her ghostwriter, which she came at Nicki for, which I was listening to this song this morning.
Yeah.
So I was, like, really paying attention to the lyrics and just trying to get all of the juicy stuff out. The lyric about her, like, with, like, bending over her kid over the stack of money, like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
So Nicki brings up Remy Ma's past about using sex, deserting her son, doing anything for money. The doing anything for money line comes from Remy Ma's past when she went to jail. And I'll talk about it.
Oh, my God.
But they also talked about a bunch of stuff that I didn't really understand because I haven't followed them in the past. Nicki has since seen a huge increase in her album sales, which made a lot of news sites and people speculate that the feud is actually a publicity stunt pulled by their management.
Yeah.
Of course, Remy Ma responded on Instagram Live saying that it was trash. Okay, so come to find out, this feud actually started back in 2007, but it ended, or so we thought, when Remy Ma went to jail in 2008. So yeah. This is what I was talking about. So she was charged with assault after she shot a woman who supposedly stole money from her. And then as the chick is bleeding out at the club, she's going through her bag looking for the money. So then when she's talking about deserting her son for money, she went to jail to get $1,000 back at the club.
Oh, my God. So that is literally what happened, basically. Yeah.
So she was released in 2014 and I guess has been leading up to this. But
perfect. It's great.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're filling you in on everything that's happened since the last Terrence take. We were just talking about her, so here she is. This is Charlie XCX's yes. ILY2 from her brand new mixtape, Number One Angel, on Loot Air Student Radio.
Yes.
Welcome back to Terrence Take with me, Taryn Warden, and Jared Couch on Loot Air Student Radio at Pacific Lutheran University. We're here to give you the details on everything in music, television, celebrity relationships, and so much more. Don't forget, you can call us at any time. The number to call is 253-535-7332. Again, that's 253-535-7332. You can also get all of the past Terrence Take shows on massmedia.plu.edu under radio and podcasts, since I do bring up like other things that we've talked about. So now we're going to be doing some rapid fire stories on everything that's happened in the past 2 weeks. And I'm going to start with television and movie news. So The Bachelor is finally over, which I'm happy about because I can't stand that show. Well, they're over until their next season. So, if you don't want a spoiler, don't listen. Close your ears. Nick chose Vanessa. He's now going on Dancing with the Stars that I also won't be watching. And the next season is set to be another Bachelor in Paradise with past contestants. So, the chick that he didn't pick on this season is probably going to be on there. The Real Housewives of New York is starting their new season. That's going to be April 9th on Bravo, which I'm excited for. I wasn't into New York, like, originally, but, like, the last year, I got into it, so now I'm ready.
I'm starting to get into it, so.
Yeah. Southern Charm, also on Bravo, returns April 3rd. It's not as popular, but it is, like, it's really, really crazy. So if you're into, like, really smutty reality TV, you should watch it. The old sitcom Roseanne came back for one reunion episode on The Talk. So the middle daughter, who is actually actress Sarah Gilbert, is a host on The Talk. And the reunion was her coming out as a lesbian to her father, Dan. And she's a lesbian in real life. So it was cute to see. I really liked it. Now rumors are that Roseanne is having a reunion or a new season, kind of like Fuller House was like a new season of Full House coming in 2018. But nobody said anything official on that. Actor Ben Affleck revealed on Facebook, the reason he's been lying low so much and that I haven't seen him around is because he's actually been in rehab. And he went to rehab in the early 2000s, too, for alcoholism. Mm. So he filled everybody in on Facebook saying, quote, "I have completed treatment for alcohol addiction, something I've dealt with in the past and will continue to confront. I want to live life to the fullest and be the best father I can be. I want my kids to know there's no shame in getting help when you need it and to be a source of strength for anyone out there who needs help but is afraid to take the first step. I'm lucky to have the love of my family and friends, including co-parent Jen, who has supported me and cared for our kids as I've done the work I set out to do. Aww. This was the first of many steps being taken towards a positive recovery." And by Jen, he's talking about actress Jennifer Garner. And they recently divorced like last year. And so now seeing this, it's like, it all makes sense.
That's sweet that he mentioned her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Disney's live action remake of Beauty and the Beast is out tomorrow. It stars Emma Watson as Belle. But critics have already seen it. And from what I've seen, there's a lot of mixed reviews. Some saying like it was a waste of time to tell the story exactly the same as the cartoon. What was the point? Other people are saying like it was so magical. It made me joyous. Whatever. But The main reason I wanted to bring this up is because Disney has their first openly gay character in the movie, and a lot of people are in uproar about it.
How dare they?
Yeah. Like, my thing is just, you're going to be mad about an openly gay character in a movie.
In a movie that's basically but about...
You're not going to be mad about a girl falling in love with a bison.
Yeah, like, it's... I can't even, like, respond to the people, like...
Yeah. Yeah, no. I don't know. From what I saw, though, it is pretty annoying that the gay character is in love with Garcon. You know, the, like, mean guy.
Yeah.
Who's straight and doesn't like him. And so it's kind of, like, this weird thing.
Almost negative?
Yeah, that they didn't need to put in. Huh. And it's also, like, I feel like it kind of... Not makes all gays, but it kind of makes this image of, like, oh, yeah, they fall for straight people. And,
yeah, so it's, which like, perpetuating already, a certain stereotype, yeah. Which, because people already think, like, yeah. Oh, who's, like, the woman
I don't want him in the locker room because
like,
he'll see me changing. It's weird, like, he doesn't like you.
Yeah. So, anyway, calm down, people. Yeah. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
So, shortly, we'll be playing Disney's new version of Beauty and the Beast, the theme song. It's with Ariana Grande and John Legend. It's pretty cute. Speaking of Emma Watson, she was the newest victim of a celebrity photo hacking.
Now, this I haven't seen.
They are not nude photos, though. Oh, okay. So then it's like, well, it's not really that exciting. Then it's better because like if you're putting nudes on your Apple Cloud, like those are for you, and I do feel bad when they get hacked.
Yeah, that's like, that sucks.
So her rep really made clear these are not nude photos. What they actually are is like her testing outfits at a fashion fitting. I mean, they're personal. Like they're not supposed to be like published, but they're not anything racy.
Okay.
And then finally, Ed Sheeran has been announced to have a guest role on the upcoming season of Game of Thrones.
Oh my god.
No details were announced on what the role is, but the directors were like, oh yeah, one of the directors is a huge fan of Ed Sheeran, so they've been trying to get him on as like a surprise, and they finally did it.
I don't even know if I want more information on that because I don't know. Ed Sheeran as an I can't imagine him on Game of Thrones.
No.
At all. So like
he's too pale.
It just
the show is really, really, really dark.
Dark and like I feel like I don't know. Yeah. He's such like a like person. I wish you guys could see the face I'm making it, but I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of Ed Sheeran, here's all the news and music. So first, Ed Sheeran released his new album Divide. His previous album was titled Multiply. And he also announced a tour for the album coming to the Tacoma Dome right before Lady Gaga does on July 29th. So that's cool. As you heard earlier, Charlie XCX released her number one Angel mixtape, which I'm dying. oh my God. So, so good. That features Sophie, who I talked about earlier. Yeah. And also amazing Cupcake.
I see. Queen Gloss. Cupcake.
Queen Cupcake.
She's on there.
Oh my God. Which we couldn't ever play any of her stuff on here.
We'll talk about Cupcake, but I can't play her on here.
Yeah, no, that's not a possibility. Look her up. So Lorde released a second song from her upcoming album, and it's called Liability, and she performed it on Saturday Night Live and announced her sophomore album titled Melodrama is coming out June 16th, which I'm excited about. I love her, but
yeah,
it's been
I'm excited, but I don't know. Greenlight, the single that she put out last time we were here, was not into it that much.
It's okay. You know,
like
it's not
Taylor Swift and her selloutness kind of got to Lorde, I feel like.
Oh,
in that song.
No.
But it might be like Perfect Illusion where it's not indicative of the album.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see. We see. Okay, so Carney Wilson of Wilson Phillips.
You might feel shame.
Oh my God. She suffered a ruptured breast implant and is ongoing surgery to have it fixed. That sounds super painful and not like something also Adele revealed that she has a secret Twitter account for all of her mouthy comments in response to her management taking her Twitter account away from her, but nobody got the username yet. I need this Twitter account.
And I'm good at cyberstalking, but I haven't found anything out.
I know. I'm looking. I'm well, not really, but I'm ready to start looking, you know. The Capitol Hill Block Party in Seattle. They just released their lineup. The festival will take place July 20th through the 22nd, and it features Run the Jewels and Diplo as their main headliners. I'm super excited. We should go to that. I've been wanting to go.
We'll be in town. It's close to the Gaga trip, but we'll be here.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. Well, it's only $50 a day, too, so it's not terrible. Anyway, So Ellie Goulding published an essay on Well and Good, where she discussed her crippling anxiety and panic attacks after she became famous, saying, quote, "I was scared I wasn't as good of a singer as everyone thought that I was. And as the stakes grew, I was afraid of letting everyone, including myself, down."
I feel bad for her, but it's also like, yeah, you did let me down. Ugh. As a fan, like, from the beginning, to see, like, her writing now, where it's so lazy, and it's like, anyone could have written that, whereas when she started, it was, like,
it was so good. It doesn't sound, like, really unique at all. Not anymore.
I mean, I'm glad she opened up, but at the same time, I'm like, yeah, it was disappointing.
It's like, yeah, girl. Yeah. True. Okay, so, and finally, rapper Snoop Dogg, I love this. So rapper Snoop Dogg has gotten into a feud with Trump. Oh my god, I can't even believe that this really happened. So he released a music video for his song Lavender, and it's telling the story of black men being killed by police in our country, but everyone in the video are painted as clowns, so they bleed glitter. It's like, it's kind of like a very pop art type of video, which I like. But he is kidnapped by Snoop and his friends, where they skip him.
Well, he's also painted as a clown.
Yeah. He's also painted as a clown. And they skip him when they pass joints around. And Snoop shoots Trump, and they all celebrate. It's like just with the little bang gun.
Yeah, it's a clown gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's the styling of the music video.
Exactly. So I didn't think it was, like, just right there, like, I didn't think it was super violent, like, you know, or anything. So, you know, he shoots him and they all celebrate, and Trump responded on Twitter, which just goes to show.
Of course he's on Twitter.
Which just goes to show the thin skin he has. God. Like, so he wrote, and this is just a quote right off his Twitter. "Can you imagine what the outcry would be if Snoop Dogg, failing career and all, had aimed and fired the gun at President Obama? Jail time!" Which is, I mean, like, it's like he forgets that free speech is, like, a thing.
Yeah. And second of all, since when is Snoop Dogg failing? He's one of the only rappers I know that has lasted for, like, 20, 30 years. Like, he's been around my entire life.
What does President Trump know about Snoop Dogg or the music industry or the state of the music industry at all? I don't know. I think mostly goes to show that, like, Obama would never have got mad at something like this. Like, you have to have thicker skin. The media is, of course, going to come after you. Like, you were a reality TV star. I mean, I don't even know how to, like, what is he expecting from this tweet? Support? I don't know.
Oh, one more music thing that I forgot to mention last time, and then I was like, oh man, I wish I had mentioned it. Lana Del Rey basically surprise released her new single. It's called Love, and I'm assuming it's for some kind of an upcoming album. Yeah. So that's what we have so far, and I'm in love with it. It is really slow, so I didn't want to play it on here, but I would say for people that have been fans of her from the beginning, she went back to what made her famous in the first place, because her last two albums were not the same. They didn't have the same, like, oh my god, I need to listen to this on repeat.
Exactly.
And so this song kind of went back to that.
Yeah, I love it. It's one of my favorites of hers recently.
Oh, and then finally, we have relationship and baby news. So last time we were here, there was a lot of daughters and a lot of twin daughters being born. But this time, we have a lot of secret weddings. So first, I have to start with RuPaul, my true queen.
Oh, my God.
He revealed that him and his longtime boyfriend, Jorge Lavar, got married in January on their 23rd anniversary. So they met in a club in 94 in New York.
Oh, my God.
And they've been together, but, like, he lives in Wyoming, I want to say it is. So they, like, never, like, are spotted in public.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until, like, a year or two ago, someone asked him. He's like, I've been in a relationship for 20 years. And everyone was like, what?
It's like relationship goals. Like, yeah. You're still strong after, I don't know. That's so cool.
So Alana Glazer of the show Broad City quietly married David Rooklyn, which I didn't know him personally, but.
Me neither, but.
Dave Franco, the actor and younger brother of James Franco, married Allison Brie, also, like, quietly.
Mm-hmm.
So that was our secret weddings. Actor Colton Hayes from MTV, who revealed he was gay not that long ago, he got engaged to Jeff Lethem, who I also didn't know, but so I know fast. Colton. And he got, like, a really beautiful engagement ring.
Really? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it was really cute. Jennifer Lopez is no longer hooking up with Drake, as she was last month, but rather she's rumored to be dating the recently single baseball player A-Rod, giving them the nickname J-Rod, which is a pretty good celebrity name.
That's a pretty good celebrity nickname.
Only thing is, like, she hasn't been single since, I want to say, like, 1998. Like, I saw a timeline, no joke. So for me, it's just like,
good luck.
It's really annoying. Like, I don't know, but whatever. Lily Rabe of American Horror Story revealed on Instagram that her and her boyfriend Harris Linklater, another guy I don't know, welcomed a daughter. She didn't reveal a name or anything. Huh. Russell Wilson, who is soon to have a child with wife Sierra, was in some hot water online after being seen a little too close with Sierra's best friend. So it was like a video online, and the best friend is snuggled like really close to him, like almost sitting on his lap, and their arms are linked.
I saw that.
So then it got people in, like, an argument of, like, would you let your guy do this? And it's like, well, what if they're just friends? And it's also like, well, why are friends doing that?
Control your man. Like,
yeah, I don't know. It was interesting.
Yeah,
so.
It's not super bad. It's just like, I wouldn't want my man like that.
I would keep my eye. You know that line, Nicki Minaj, keep an eye on Selena?
Yes.
It's like that. I mean, keep my eye open.
Okay.
And then John Legend opened up about supporting his wife Chrissy Teigen with postpartum depression after the birth of their daughter Luna, telling The Hollywood Reporter, quote, "I am so proud of her for writing about her struggles and letting people know about it. It takes a lot of courage, and she really is amazing for doing that." The reason he acknowledged the pain she was going through was for her to let other women know that they're not alone and that it can happen to anyone.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it was cute.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I really don't like Chrissy Teigen. She really gets under my skin. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I like that she said something. And yeah. That they do have, like, a solid relationship.
That's cool. My friend went through postpartum depression, so now I'm, like, seeing. I'm like, okay, this is cool. Like,
yeah.
To, you know, have someone talk about this.
Especially someone in Hollywood. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so we're going to take another quick break, as we promised. We're playing the new Beauty and the Beast theme song by Ariana Grande and John Legend. It's really cute. We have a lot to discuss about Louis Tomlinson getting arrested.
You don't want to miss it.
Oh, my God. That's some good drama. This is Terrence Take on Loot Air Student Radio. Don't go away.
You're listening to Taryn's Take on Loot Air Student Radio with me, Taryn Warden, and Jared Couch. Don't forget to give us a call, and we'll put you on the air at 253-535-7332. Again, that number is 253-535-7332. So now that we've covered all of the shorter stories in celebrity and pop culture, we have some really big stories to go over. So we're going to start, like we said before the break, this is the most important story. Louis Tomlinson, formerly of One Direction, was arrested at LAX. If you can't tell the boys in the band apart, he was a really forgettable one that never got any solo time in any of the songs and eventually had a baby, which led to the band breaking up.
God, so true. It did. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then Zayn left.
Which was basically
So then it literally ended.
Oh, my God. This is, like, one of the biggest things to happen as of late.
He was always, like, a good boy.
Yeah.
So then to see him getting arrested, it was like, oh, wait,
He was Naomi's favorite. So Louis and his girlfriend, Eleanor Calder, were at LAX after landing from a flight when Louis physically attacked two people inside of the airport. We should note that he and Eleanor dated for 3 years when One Direction was first getting started. They broke up in 2015 originally, but they appear to have rekindled after his mother passed away in December. And now Louis is facing up to 6 months in jail for battery.
So what exactly happened? Louis claims he was trying to protect his girlfriend, who he was oddly wearing matching Champion sweatsuits with.
It's amazing. Like, it threw me off immediately. Yeah. As soon as I saw the video, I was like, is this like... are they getting punked? Like, what's going on right now?
So, he was trying to defend her by attacking some paparazzi and a fan. The police report leaked online, so that's where all this info is coming from. Yeah. I'm not just making this up or going from TMZ. This is legit what is written down in the court battle. So, of course, people inside the airport filmed it, and to those people, I am forever grateful. because I needed see this.
Right.
So it starts with Carl Lawson, a photographer, taking pictures of Louis and Eleanor at baggage claim inside LAX. Louis told him to stop, which obviously he doesn't.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Louis comes running at him, crouches in front of him, and throws him to the floor by picking up his legs from underneath him. This guy actually went unconscious from hitting his head on the floor, which his team put out a lengthy statement on how exactly that happened by the way he was standing, which we don't really need to know.
No, they literally were like step by step. This is how he was standing, and then he was angled like this, and that's why he fell to the floor. But, okay, so after he takes this guy down, then he looks over at his girlfriend and sees her getting in a fight. So this is where I think he really has nothing to back him up. I mean, celebrities have attacked paparazzi in the past. So, like, I get it. That's something that's been done before, and I can understand that. This is where I'm like, okay, you don't have that. So Ana Herrera, who is a fan of One Direction, I don't think she was there just to see him. No. I think she might have just been there and was like, oh, my gosh, I know who that is. So she sees this fight going down where he's like, don't take the pictures, and the guy's still taking it. So she starts filming, obviously. Eleanor runs over to her and tries to stop her from filming. Police report, quote, Eleanor stated that she tried to slap the phone out of Herrera's hands and may have forcibly removed the cell phone from Herrera's hands, according.
Jesus.
So she just didn't want this to be filmed.
Yeah, at all.
But you can't stop that.
And so then afterwards, Louis is then seen on footage yelling, what the hell is happening? Can we get some help? Because things with Eleanor and Ana escalated as, and then this quote, Calder started, or stated that Becca Herrera started to hit with closed fists and kicked her. They all got into a physical fight with each other, and Calder said this was when Tomlinson pulled her away from Herrera, according to the police report.
So at this point, because I can't show you the footage on radio, but so at this point, Eleanor is against the wall, fighting to rip a phone out of Anna's hands while they're like punching each other in the face. Louis runs over, grabs Ana in a bear hug style from the back around her waist, throws her over his shoulders onto the floor, and then they like start punching each other. Other people start playing on Louis to stop, and like it all happens so quickly. He ends up losing the matching sweatshirt that he's wearing with the girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
And then he gets up from the floor and is like, my girlfriend! All he says is, my girlfriend! obviously everyone standing around is screaming.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'd show you the clip, but no joke, the fight is like 15 seconds long. Oh, it happens that fast.
My favorite thing, though, is the sweatshirt top flying off. And it's just, you can just tell it's a whole mess. So he's then grabbed by police security while leaving the area the screaming people are in and placed under citizen's arrest by the security until police arrived. Under California law, where this happened, he could face up to 6 months in jail for battery conviction. He could also face some visa issues since the band is from the UK. He paid his $20,000 bail and is due in court March 29th.
And I'll definitely be keeping my eyes on what happens in that courtroom.
God, yes.
But a lot of witnesses were there, obviously, and they gave accounts in the police report, too. Many of which backed up the photographer and the fan, Ana, that were the victims in this, saying that they saw Louis take the guy down, and they saw Eleanor punching Ana in the face first. And that chick, Ana, her glasses were broken, so, like, I believe that it happened. The police report states, quote, I asked suspect Tomlinson if he recalled ever making any physical contact with Herrera. Tomlinson stated that he placed his hands on Herrera in a pushing motion, pushed Herrera off of Eleanor, and grabbed Eleanor to pull her away from Herrera. Then police asked him about grabbing the paparazzi's legs, to which Louis said, quote, I may have taken him down, I'm not sure, but I remember we both fell to the floor. The officer added that, quote, while interviewing Tomlinson, we observed fresh abrasions on Tomlinson's both hand knuckles. Yeah. His hands are literally beat up from punching the fan in the face.
Yeah. So his lawyer, Michael Singer, put out this statement saying, quote, the paparazzi provoked and caused the altercation that occurred with Louis. It's not the first time that a paparazzi has created an altercation with a celebrity. But while the altercation was going on with the paparazzi, three other individuals were attacking his girlfriend during this incident, and he came to her defense.
So Whose side are you on? Do you think it was a paparazzi or do you think it was him?
It was definitely something going on personally. I don't know. But based on the footage that I saw, like, the whole thing with the paparazzi was, I couldn't tell if he, like, you know, was attacking him on purpose or, like, if they just, like, kind of got into it and then, like, it kind of, like,
because
when they fell, it did look like an accident. Like, Louis wasn't, like, Louis was falling backwards. So, like, that did look like a kind of an accident. The whole situation, though, why they're arguing and why, like, why is this a big deal, kind of is what I think is more personal. Like, he has a problem with people taking, for his girlfriend also obviously has problems with people taking photos of her. Naomi said this morning, you know, as a fan of One Direction back in the day, that the fans were pretty, like, everyone knew that they like to keep private and she didn't really want photos taken of her very much.
Yeah.
But this is, I mean, you have to grow some thicker skin.
Yeah.
Like,
I would say I understand both sides of it. Like, as someone who loves celebrity and to, like, go meet people, like, some people, like Bieber, he's not going to stop for me. And I know that he's not.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take footage of him. I don't care.
Yeah, of course.
So I can understand the paparazzi, especially if you're doing that as a job. You get paid unbelievable amounts of money for these photos.
Oh, God.
And if they're in matching sweatsuits, like, you can sell that picture.
Oh, yeah.
So I can understand him wanting to do that. I can also understand being at LAX, because I've done it at SeaTac, not for, like, paparazzi shots, but to meet people.
Yeah.
The airport is considered public space. If you're in, like, I mean, once you go into the gates and stuff, it's different.
Yeah, obviously.
But before you get to security, that's all considered public, and you can do what you want there.
Yeah, so...
So I understand the paparazzi side, but I also understand Louis being like, okay, I just can't take this right now.
Yeah.
Which happens a lot. Kanye did it.
Which is why I'm thinking there's something personal going on.
Yeah.
Like, something caused him to snap. I mean, I've never seen... I'm not a One Direction fan, but I've never seen him, obviously,
acting
like...
No, he's usually, like the good, quiet one.
Yeah, so... I would have expected, like, someone like Zayn, where they're, like, the bad boy type to
he's
do
He's always
like
the bad
that.
Boy, and he, like, hasn't done anything.
Yeah, so it just really kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, I can understand wanting to protect your girlfriend if she doesn't
But my
like
thing
that,
with but... that is she started it.
Yeah, so...
From the footage that I saw on top of the police report, she started it and then, like, gets him arrested. And she's not in any trouble at all.
Which is, like... I don't know. I understand wanting to help your girlfriend, but she kind of needed to calm down.
Yeah.
That wasn't anything that I can really condone. Like, basically attacking a fan. Like, if you're, like, coming up and being physical with a fan, like...
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Yeah. Well, and because she was filming you fighting.
Yeah, like, really?
We talk about all the time, like, in this country about how we want people to record, like, police interactions and all this stuff. And then you're not going to be like, then you're going to be like, no, you can't film this.
Yeah.
You either have it or you don't. You can't have it both ways. So it was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I thought it's a really good 30 seconds of the fight. If you want to find it, just Google Louis Tomlinson LAX video and you'll find it.
Yeah. It's good. It's worth watching. Honestly.
And it's really, really quick. So you might have to pause. I watched it like a few times because I was like, I got to make sure I can see is what she's saying matching up with what happened and stuff like that.
God.
The other main story today, we could have done this in the beginning, technically, because I did spend a whole episode on this before, but it's been a while, and we didn't talk about it last time we were here. So Kim Kardashian is finally opening up about her robbery in Paris last October.
Finally.
So quick recap, Kim was robbed inside her Paris hotel where she was tied up with rope and left in the bathtub as the thieves made off with millions of dollars of diamonds and jewelry. It's since been revealed that it was an inside job. 17 people were suspected in total, and there was some arrests made, including her chauffeur for the trip, Michael Madar, being the most interesting one. You're paying this person to drive you around, and then he's telling everyone where you are, and it's an inside job, and his brother was one of the people that went up in the
room.
Oh, my
God. That is terrifying.
Yeah.
Ugh. So the new season of the family show Keeping Up with the Kardashians just started, which they're leading up to the robbery episode. I cannot wait. Oh, my God.
I need to see this.
God, that's, like, what I've been waiting for. At the end of the season premiere last week, they aired for their first preview, and even more have been released. In the first one, she's talking with Kourtney and Khloe about what just happened and how... she had 1 second where she could have run down the stairs, but she realized if the elevator doors didn't open in time, that they would shoot her. Which is, like, this is getting
terrifying.
Deep. Like, I mean,
In the second preview, Kim reveals her own theory of what happened, which lines up with the arrest made, and I think she's spot on. So, in an interview scene for the upcoming season, Kim says, quote, "What I think happened now, after thinking about it so much, probably a group of guys were following us the entire trip. I was Snapchatting that I was home and everyone was going out, so I think they knew Pascal, who's the family bodyguard, mm-hmm. was with Courtney and I was by myself. They had this window of opportunity and they just went for it."
And oddly enough, Kendall Jenner was robbed too.
Last night.
Yeah. Unlike him, she was not there at the time, thank God. But Kendall called 911 to report that jewelry was missing from her bedroom around 1 a.m. after being gone from noon until 8.
Yeah, so once cops arrived, they searched the house, and while they did not find anyone inside, it was discovered that she was missing around $200,000 worth of jewelry. Jesus. There was no sign of forced intrusion, though, and there's no suspects, so they're just still investigating the case.
Yeah. That is, they are targets. God.
Yeah. But it's also like everyone knows that they have it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
So, yeah. I don't know. But you just heard about all the legal troubles he's in, now hear his song. This is Louis Tomlinson and Steve Aoki with their new collaboration, Just Hold on Loot Air Student Radio. When we come back, I have a tale to tell you about chasing the one and only Justin Bieber through Bellevue last week after this show. Oh, you'll God. Only hear it here, so stay tuned. Wish that you could build a time machine. Go strong.
Darling, just hold on. Welcome back to Taryn's Take with Taryn Warden and me, Jared Couch, on Loot Air Student Radio. We've covered everything that's been going on in entertainment, but what we haven't covered is exactly what Taryn was doing last Friday.
Yes.
What were you doing?
So last time we were here, I didn't have a story for story time that we usually do now. And I was saying, like, I hope a really good celebrity comes to town, not only because I live for that, but because I did want to, like, have something to tell everybody about. And my wish was granted. Justin Bieber made a surprise appearance, and so, of course, I did too. So Bieber actually ended up at a church in Kirkland. So I ended up at a church in Kirkland. So, okay, let me break this down. He was on Instagram Live. And it showed him driving from, like, around Clee Ellum, which he's done before. He yeah. likes to go to Clee Ellum and, like, hangs out with Jason Kennedy from E! News and, like, what? All these people. And they're just, like, in the woods. He's done it a few times. It's really weird. I've never caught him there. I've never tried. But we could see that he was driving from Clee Ellum on the freeway. And we're like, he's coming here. There's no way. Like, he's yeah. coming here. So then we did a little research. Found out his celebrity pastor named Judah Smith.
Which is?
Who is a celebrity pastor.
What?
Like, yeah, it's very odd. So he was in the live with him. So we're like, okay, they're together. They're doing something together. He had an event in Kirkland at the city church, which is like his main thing. Oh. So we're like, okay, he's going there. Then Bieber was spotted in Bellevue. So we're like, okay, he's definitely going there. So my friend Jared, who's been on the show before, his sister beat us to the church because Jared came and got me.
Yeah.
We had plans
the other Jared.
Yeah, the other Jared. We had plans to do other stuff that night. And so then we're like, oh, well, we're not even ready to leave yet. Yeah. So we're kind of like, okay, your family go and we'll meet up with them. Mm-hmm. So they beat us to the church and they catch him going in. So Maddie, his sister, she says, yeah. Justin, like politely, and mm-hmm. she's really far away. Like she's not coming at him. They don't have any phones out, nothing.
Yeah.
Because we've seen him before. So she was so she like trying to be yeah. nice. He turns, stares her down in the face, says, really? You think it's okay to approach me at church?
Oh, my
God. So we're like, oh, my. Oh,
that is next level.
Petty.
It's like, okay, first of all, hell yeah, I'm going to track you down at church. You're a celebrity.
And why would you Instagram Live that you were traveling then?
Yeah.
Like, my thing is just like, I don't attend church, so I really didn't care.
Yeah, so it's like, I have no, this is not special.
Yeah, I really didn't care. So we wait in our cars, and out of nowhere, a cop comes to our window. So Jared's in the driver's seat. I'm in the passenger.
Oh, my God.
And there had been groups of girls, like, kind of walking by because everyone knew he had showed up. People yeah. on Twitter were, like, talking about it. So I'm laying, like, put the passenger seat as far back as I can go, and my legs are, like, on the floor. So I'm, like, using the chair kind of as, like, more of a pillow. Cop comes over, tells us to roll down the window. I'm, like, laying on the floor. Oh, doesn't even say anything. God. Never even cared at all. He literally just said to Jared, he's like, can you wait over there? Right? So we're like, okay, look over. Justin is literally in the car. He got in the car as the cop is talking to us.
Oh, so it's just so a it was distraction. Yeah.
So we're like, okay, yeah, we'll wait. So we turn the car on because he told us to move. So we just circled around, and as their cars left, we left.
Oh my God.
But I don't want it to sound like I'm a crazy total stalker, like chasing people. We kept a lot of distance between us because, first of all, Bieber has been known to call the cops and have people tracked if they're following.
Yeah.
But we also don't want to be that crazy. So we were like going down the same road and we could see them like four blocks ahead of us. But there was one girl who was literally like tailgating them, was so close.
Oh my God.
I find her on Twitter and she's like, add me on Snapchat to see my journey of trying to find Bieber. I add her on Snapchat. She's Snapchatting literally like of the car as she's driving, screaming like, oh my God, he's right in front of me. I was like, oh girl, this girl, chick's like
this
other
is
level.
Next level, yeah.
Yeah. So
God.
We see him get on the freeway. So we get on the freeway, but we had them so far ahead of us because we didn't want to be crazy that we end up losing them. So we're like, oh my God, okay, where do you think they could go? We get off the freeway. We're like, okay, he's either going to stay at a hotel in Seattle or they're going to the airport. Or so we start like brainstorming, start thinking of these things. We look on Twitter and the girl, this is how I found the girl. She posted a selfie with the celebrity pastor and was like, can't believe I just met Judah. I'm waiting for Bieber now, right?
Oh my God.
So we're like, okay, wait a second. We look closely at the selfie and you can see the logo for where they are in the back. They're at the Bravern Shops in Bellevue, which is somewhere I've never been. But it's like this high-end like little shopping mall. So we're like, okay, that's where we're going. So we head up, park our cars, and we wait. And his cars are right there at the front, valeted.
Oh,
my Not God. Even valet, just like at the valet guy. They didn't even put them away.
Oh, so they're just, yeah, chilling there.
So we're like, okay, we start looking around at what shops are here, what's open. They're obviously here to eat. They're not here to shop. It's 10 p.m.
Yeah.
So there's like three restaurants. And we're like, okay, he's definitely at this one. We look up. There's the girl waiting. So we're like, okay, he's right there.
Oh, my God.
So we're standing around, cars turn on, so we're like, okay, we go right to the escalator that he has to go down, because it's like a two-level outdoor mall, has to come down this escalator, so we wait at the bottom, and then he completely ignores us, and gets in the car, and the girl is coming down the escalator with him, behind him, and she, like, went off on Twitter and was like, I can't believe Justin didn't say anything, I was the only person waiting, and I was like, first of all, I was there too,
yeah,
and second of all, I can believe he did it, because he's been really rude to us before,
yeah.
So we run all the way back to our cars again, thinking like, okay, let's try and find him. But me and Jared are also at the same time thinking, we have a bad relationship with him from when we saw him before, so I'm not really willing to put in that much effort, but I just want to see.
Especially since he just ignored you.
Yeah. Like, so we weren't like that on it, but they end up like circling around, and we think that we saw them coming out of the Bellevue Marriott.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning, Justin did some Instagram Live again, leaving an airport. And I can tell that it was the Everett Airport, which makes sense. He was staying at Bellevue Marriott. We were right. That is what I was doing. And me and Jared ended up being like, okay, well, we are supposed to be going to a drag show, so we're going to leave.
Yeah.
Bye, Bieber.
Oh, my God. The fact that he was going to a church event here is like, that's the only reason he came.
Yeah, it's
like,
really random.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. Like, I mean, do your thing. But you can obviously tell with people like that he doesn't have as much of a relationship with his fans.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I wasn't surprised by it, but it was exciting.
Yeah.
So chasing celebrities like that is really rare. Usually, what we do is just wait outside shows, and there are a bunch of them coming up in our area.
Yeah, so Panic at the Disco is playing WAMU Theater in Seattle Tuesday, March 21st.
Ariana Grande will be at Key Arena Thursday, March 23rd. I'm really hoping to meet her again.
Rapper Designer will be at the Showbox April 2nd.
And if you're looking for drag shows like me and my friends, our place still has their March Dragness going on every Thursday, Friday, Saturday this month with a guest queen each week. This week, you can catch Robbie Turner with Mayhem Miller. Next week, Robbie's joined by Sasha Velour. And the week after that, he's joined by Shea Coulee. And I'm so excited for that. I also really need to plug this. My friends are a drag house known as the Chaos Angels, and I'm their momager.
Yes.
They perform every Wednesday at Neighbors Nightclub, which is an 18-plus night. So come spend your spring break with us.
Yes. No excuses.
Speaking of spring break, the next Terrence Take will not be on schedule, as it would go over when we're on spring break. So we'll be back on the air Thursday, April 6th. Thank you so much, Jared, for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so glad I finally got to do this. I've been wanting to come on for a while. So,
And thank you to everyone listening. I had a lot of fun today, and I hope you did too. So I'll see you next time right here on Loot Air Student Radio.
Thanks, guys.